From Eden by Fry, Volume 2, Heart, Chapter 8, Jojo. Today is unusual in that it passes slowly. This is unheard of, more or less. For the third time in a row, I look at the clock or the watch. The phone, and I think, it's not gone 11. Oh, it's only just coming up 1. It's not even 3. Normally it's, 6 o'clock in the afternoon already? I need to get in the shower, otherwise I'll be late for the theatre, the cinema, the drinks, or the dinner, or sometimes the gig. But today I'm running early, and that's unusual, and I'm wholly unrushed, and wholly unpressured, and really quite happy. The sun is out. It's as hot as summer, though it's only April, and the time is barely 2:30 in the afternoon. All of which is new. The reason today passes more slowly than usual is probably because I've been up and functional since about 10. And the reason I've been up and functional since about 10 is that I woke up about 8. And the reason I woke up about 8 is that I went to bed about 1, which for me is early. And the reason I went to bed about 1 is that in bed also was Jojo, and I wanted to be with him. And that's unusual too. I'm changing his name here as well, by the way. Not that not doing so would land him in trouble, or me for that matter, I don't think. But I don't know whether he'd want to be named, and I don't want to ask him, because that would seem like making a big deal of things. And I'm not of disposition to make a big deal of things generally, really. Everything's a little different since Jojo's arrived 3 days ago. By coincidence, he arrived on the day Maxell departed, and within hours, everything changed. Gone is the stuff and the friendly but heavy presence of a man who doesn't really want to be here, but doesn't not want to be here either, who seems to lack all sense of humour, but still retains a modest charm, who has brilliance concealed by sluggish thinking and earthy inaction. Gone is the farmer, who somehow found himself in a city, who almost by fluke made it to London and into my life, where for a while I thought he ought to stay, but from where to know him departed, I thank my angels, God, the universe, and all that is in and around it, because after I previously had asked all of them for him, they have shown themselves wise and forgiving by putting him there for me just long enough to see what that would be like, and then, without fuss or damage, taking him away again, no questions asked. Thank you, angels. Thank you, God, universe, and all that is in and around you. Thank you. Jojo is more than a breath of fresh air. He's a tonic, a breeze to keep you alive and awake. And he's done what I couldn't expect he would do, but still knew he would. He's come back, if only for a few days. And so while we're not sleeping together as in sleeping together now, we're sleeping together as in sleeping together. And I like him next to me in my bed, and sometimes it happens that I snuggle up to him, and when he gets up at an unfeasible hour in the morning to go to work, I briefly stir, sensing him unclasp himself from my probably too firm embrace. And because the sun is already shining, and I had a good dinner with him the night before, which he cooked, and because he's the only person I've ever known to come and go like a cat, unperturbed, unencumbered, loyal but free, dictated by his external needs, maybe more than by his internal wants, but nevertheless appreciative of the shelter, attention and strokes for his warm body and reciprocal appreciation of his comforting presence I can offer, he wandered back into my existence. And I've no idea how long he's going to be here for, but while he's here, I am happy. And because I am happy, I like to be near him. And so when he's home, I go to bed early so I can go to bed with him. And because I go to bed early, I wake up calm and rested, even though I don't sleep anywhere near as soundly as I do on my own, and the day passes more slowly than it normally does. And I think maybe the day passes more slowly because without knowing it or being aware of it consciously or consciously acknowledging it, I am waiting for him to come back. And part of me wonders if that has a meaning. And an even more reticent part of me wonders if, should it indeed have a meaning, that meaning is that I am slowly changing at last. And that is that, and if that is the case, then what exactly, in turn, does that mean?